Hey everyone, Connor here.
And Gabe.
And we're back with another edition of Science Unscripted Daily News on COVID-19. If you're like us, you keep seeing a term being thrown around. It's passive immunization.
Yeah, what is it? Is it a vaccine? Is it a cure? Is it a therapy for COVID-19?
We're going to go to an expert on this one, and this is Achim Hörauf.
Science Unscripted.
Hello, my name is Achim Hörauf. I'm chair of microbiology and infectious disease epidemiology at University Bonn Hospital. And I've worked since about 20 years with questions about immunology in general, and particular infectious diseases.
Achim, what is passive immunization? How does that work? What is it?
Passive immunization is actually a very old concept, roughly 100 years old, where you transfer the serum of an individual, patient, or in early days also animals, that are immune against a certain disease, have overcome the disease, and you transfer the serum to another person to protect it from the infection.
Okay, so let's just imagine it this way. I have had COVID-19. I'm now okay. Can I give Connor my blood and make him immune to this disease?
No, it doesn't work like that. There is, of course, if you give just blood to someone else, there is a known and big risk of blood group incompatibilities. So that would not directly work without doing a test before. And this is also not intended, because the protective part is not in the red cells and not in any cell. It is in the antibodies that are in the plasma. So it's just a transfer, and this is why it's called passive immunization.
Am I understanding you right? This is a therapy that can be used to help a limited number of really sick COVID-19 patients in hospitals to get them through that nasty 2 to 3 week period where they're on ventilators and just trying to survive. But this is not a vaccine. This is not the solution for everyone out there.
Yeah, it's definitely not a vaccine to be prophylactic for millions and billions of people, because the effort would be far too high. It would also create bottlenecks in our health system. But for those who are in intensive care, where it's really a high chance that they will deteriorate and then even die, in a small number in Chinese patients, it has already been observed and published that when you transfer plasma from individuals who have healed from disease, that the virus titer goes down very quickly. And this is currently the only method by which we can lower the virus titer.
So for someone who really actually knows how this process works, would you do it? Would you take part in an experiment like this?
I wouldn't call it an experiment, because from theoretical reasons, it can be anticipated that it does work. And I have been thinking ahead with the doctors of my 92-year-old mother, who, of course, falls under a high-risk group, although she is quite fit for her age. But we have learned that the hospital where she would probably be referred to is in a connection to the blood bank in the University Hospital Erlangen, from where our local hospital would be served in that case.
So for people out there listening to this right now, they should they look around, check out the hospitals, make a phone call in advance and say, hey, if my loved one had to go there, would you be able to give this plasma?
I mean, if they have the possibility of getting an answer, yes, I think it is something that would also probably drive something within the hospitals to ask, okay, where would we as a hospital get this product from? And I think this can only be helpful to have this thinking ahead. Of course, many, many people think many different ways of what can we use, but if there is something sort of structured and many people ask for it, I think then the demand is clear and this will be rather quickly upscaled.
Okay, so that was us in Achim Hörauf's kitchen.
In Düsseldorf.
In Düsseldorf, in his home in Düsseldorf.
And he has a clear message. I want to repeat it. If you have a loved one, especially someone at risk, very at risk to the coronavirus, call your local hospital or their local hospital now. Find out if they're already thinking about passive immunization therapies.
Science Unscripted.